Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Don Allen Rico, and this is Business Kids Academy. Welcome to our 30-minute Kids Entrepreneurial Educational Call this afternoon. And today we're talking about what is the next step of an entrepreneur. If you listened to our show last week, which if you didn't, I would suggest you go to blogtalkradio.com/Don Allen Rico and find that one and listen to it. We've been talking about the E's, the five E's of business success. These are an entrepreneur, it's their guide of five business essentials that are very important. And if you, as a parent, have a child, and hopefully you are thinking about more than just sending your child to school, having them get a good education, and going finding a job, because that is a model that is not working so much anymore. Basically, what that does is get you $50,000 in debt, and then you have to go to work in jobs that sometimes don't exist and may even not exist in the future for it. So being an entrepreneur has a different skill set altogether, and it's something that can be used no matter what the economy, up, down, whether you have a job, you don't have a job, you can actually get out there and take care of yourself and your family. So if you've got a question, you're welcome to call in. Our number is 646-668-8875. That's 646-668-8875. Give me a call and let's talk. All right. So today we're going to continue on. And we were talking, like I say, last week is about empower. My good friend, Bob Corman, he's the one who actually, he wrote the book, and I basically helped him put it together, and I'm published it for him. And part of that is because of the fact that I also deal with entrepreneurial stuff. Hang on just one second, please. I'm back. I'm sorry for that little tiny moment, but it was just perfect. It was opportune. The actual author of the book, The E's of Business Success, Bob Corman, was calling me. And I did not have him scheduled to be on this morning, but he's perfectly fine to be on this call. So that's what we're going to do is Bob will call in here in just a few minutes, and it'll give you just a better understanding of the five E's of business success. This is really good. Like I say, last week we were talking about empower. And it was funny because I was just going to my phone and looking I was looking at a message that Bob sent me this morning. And he said today at 10 o'clock, he sends me a quote. This is from Albert Einstein. And it says, "I can is 100 times more important than IQ." Now, there's something from a gentleman who did have a great IQ, and he's saying that the I cans. And last week, that's exactly what we were talking about, is the belief that you can. And as a parent, it is so important for individuals, for parents to teach their kids the I cans. The kids are I can't do this, I can't do that. Well, a lot of times those I can't come from, one means I don't know how to do it. Number two means maybe, man, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to do it. And so the I can't of a child is, hey, help me out. Help teach me what it is that I need to know so that I can. So that's very important for you to be able to teach your kid is the fact, the belief that they can. Now, as we talked about it also is, you know, different personalities have an effect on that. And then habits. I want to talk something real quick about habits. A habit is something that we just basically do over and over again. Sometimes we already have bad habits. And we just need to learn to get out of it. And if you don't have a habit, just remember that if you can do it once, you can do it twice. And if you can do it twice, you can turn it into a habit. So those are some things that are very important. Most people just simply in the can't are because they have bad habits or habits of procrastination, habits of putting things off, habits of just wrong habits. Values. We talked about values, and the terms of thing is honesty, integrity. So values are not necessarily universal. Each, you know, those are things as parents also we do teach our kids. And your values, they will be tested in business. They will be tested in just about everything. You may be asked to do things that run against your grain. You have to decide if you can sleep at night and what your values are. Some people just don't have values that you do, and you may have high values. Their values may be much lower. And then experiences, and that's part of why we're here in this life is to gain experience. We'll have successes and failures, and we've got to be able to transform those experiences into a different way of being able to move forward. To use good experiences to model new ones and use bad experiences to stay away from them, to help us avoid from going into problems again. All right. Okay, we've got Bob Corman online with us. Welcome, Bob.
Hi.
Hey.
Good to be on, Don.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're talking about right now is we're talking about the next step of being an entrepreneur. Last week, mm-hmm. I basically went through and talked about, we're basically going through the five E's, just a good understanding. And I was just going mm-hmm. over some of the things of empower. And the one that sticks out the most is simply the belief that you can. And I think, you know, that little meme that you sent me this morning of I can is 100 times more important than the IQ. I shared that with him just a few minutes ago. So right now,
that was by a guy named Albert Einstein, who I think was a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, good old Albert Einstein, right? Yeah, he was pretty smart. Absolutely. Okay. So today, what we want to do is we want to talk about enable. So last week, it was about the empower. And mostly, I'm expecting that parents will probably listen to this more than it'll be more than the kids themselves at this moment. So we're trying to help kids or the parents empower their kids with certain beliefs, certain values, certain understandings. And so when it comes to enable, you know, when you as a child has a, you know, different ideas or they are talking about growing up or going out there into the world and doing something, you know, as parents, we can help shape them and help them to, you know, understand, maybe evaluate ideas. Instead of, like, for instance, if they say, I want to be an astronaut, or I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a lawyer, you know, instead of just simply saying, oh, that's great, and then, and you know, help them understand what their talents are, maybe help them understand what they, you know, evaluate the ideas that they have. Maybe they do want to be an inventor. Maybe, you know, like, for instance, my grandkids came over recently, and my granddaughter says, I want to be gymnastic, you know. Well, it's a great thing for her, but she's heavy set, and it would be hard, and she's already tried certain things. So it's not a matter of just saying, hey, you're too fat to do that. It's a matter of helping them evaluate the idea. Why do they want to do it? What is it that they, you know, what's in their head, the idea, the picture in their head? And if they can learn to evaluate ideas effectively when they're kids, you know, by asking certain questions, then those ideas as they get older are something that would be able to help them. You know, they could evaluate ideas instead of just simply saying, oh, no, that's no good, or, you know, just shutting them up, talk them through it. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I'd like, you know, I think the, you know, we talk about when we're adults, we're talking about planning, right? We're always talking about planning. Well, I think kids, depending on their age, you know, they have, you know, planning is something we do, but in a lot of cases, they don't view it as a plan. And that's why I think what you said is teachers and parents are teachers. Remember, you know, we talk about teachers as being teachers. Well, parents are teachers. Parents are your first teacher. Parents are your most important teachers. So we talk about teaching, and so, for example, if they talk to young people, again, it depends on age, but let me be general. If you talk to somebody, you say, okay, look, it's snowing outside. What do you have to do because it's snowing? Well, I got to find my boots. You know, it's going to be cold. And that it really, when you think about it, Don, that's a plan. And you could basically...
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. I'm glad you brought that up because it's been very funny, and this has been frustrating for my wife because she's an instructor. She's a para pro over at the school next door. And it's funny because it snowed on Monday. It really snowed. And she goes, and, you know, first of all, she's talking about, well, I hope that the principal will allow the kids to be inside and not stay outside because it was about 18 degrees below. I mean, yeah, it was 18 degrees, not below zero, but 18 degrees. So that's freezing. That's already freezing. But here's the thing. It's snowing outside and you've got kids coming to school in short sleeves, in shorts, in just tennis shoes. They don't put boots on. And you go, okay, somebody's parents are not teaching these kids what it means that it's snowing. You're right. You think that's a silly thing that you just said there, but this really happens. This happened just this week. And so, it's a plan. It's plans.
Yeah, you know, you don't necessarily think of it in a formal, but you're starting to teach people. You're trying to teach the youngsters about what planning is, and it's not magic. It's not magic. It's what do I do now? Okay, it's snowing. I have to find my boots. I haven't had to use my boots. Maybe my books might get wet. I can't carry my books. I have to put my books in a briefcase. And this is how you start to, I think, you know, teach young people to plan, that it's not magic. It's just a matter of thinking through logical steps toward achieving a goal. You want to get outside. You don't want your books to get wet. You don't want your feet to get wet. You don't want to be cold. So you have to go through a process that, and it's a planning process. So that's what I think as you start to do that, and I think parents can also, when a youngster says something about I want to be a fireman, or says something about I want to have my friends over today, tonight, or you could start to develop them to think in a way of a plan and say, okay, let's, you know, what you're doing is planning and think through, okay, my friends are going to come over. Well, where are they going to sleep? You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to have games? Are we going to play games? Are they going to eat when they come over? So, you know, I think that's an important step about the planning process. So you can really, because we talk about the enable, you know, building business tools. Now, Chris, we're backing off a little bit. We're backing up a little bit in terms of the young people, but we're talking about, you know, your clarity of ideas and goals, you know, and it's, what do you want to do? And what do you want? And sometimes you go through that process and you find out that what you think you want is not feasible. It's not practical. You say, well, I can't do that tonight because, you know, I can't do that tonight because we have no place for the youngsters to have a sleepover, you know, but maybe Saturday we can do it. Here's what we have to do. So I think you're 100% right that this is the teaching, and parents can start to work with the youngsters and giving them the idea, this is a plan, and letting them know this is a plan, and this is how we
absolutely.
Do things. Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things, you know, that as an entrepreneur, as you state, you know, one of the biggest reasons for failure in business, aside from not being properly prepared or funded, correct, you know, getting proper funding, mm-hmm. it's just a poor idea. It's a poor idea in going into it. You know, you in the book, you state that you might be a great chef, but that's a big difference from running a restaurant. And so, see, there's the plan is, you know, just because you're a great chef doesn't mean that you're a restaurateur, you know, it makes a big difference. And that's what kids, you know, they get an idea, like you're saying, and they don't plan it through. They don't think of, you know, they don't separate things through it. And that's part of why parents have absolutely.
And the other part, exactly. And the other part, Don, that you just kind of brought to me is that, let's say when a youngster wants to do something and, you know, when a parent says, no, that won't work. And the kid goes around, he goes back and he feels defeated. Okay. But when you can sit down and go through things and show them why, now you're teaching them to evaluate. You're teaching them to think things through. And when they walk away, they don't walk away all upset. They walk away, you know, Mom's right. Mom is right. That, you know, that
right.
really is not going to work. So it's even more than just teaching them. It's kind of like building, you know, building a capability in them to think through things. And the ideal thing, the time you'll really know that it's working is when they come to you, Mom or Dad, and say, you know, I really wanted to have everybody over, but I realized that, you know, we can't do that because we don't have this. But if we do this and this, maybe Saturday they can come over. And if you start to see that, that's a wonderful indication that they're starting to think through what they want. And they're starting to think through, does it really make sense? And how do I do it?
yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, that is one of the...
When you just dismiss them and say, no way, go away, and, you know, they'll pout. They'll walk and they'll pout and they'll think, gee, is there something wrong with me? What's going on? So there's a lot of benefits that working with the youngsters and teaching them these, there's a lot of benefits you get. You get a much more, you know, satisfying, you know, the youngster feels more valued. They feel, you know, they don't feel it. They're just being dismissed and don't know why.
Yeah, exactly. And see, that is a very important trait of an entrepreneur, is the fact that he can approach a situation and it's not just no, it's not just this won't work. It's okay, what do I do next? How do I get around this situation? What can I do different to make it work? You know, because their brain has already been taught to seek for answers, rather than just simply accepting defeat of no. And you know, that's the way in schools, you know, that's wrong, this is wrong, this wrong, you failed. You know, they didn't tell them why it was wrong or what to do to change it, or
Don,
how to make
it
different.
Yeah, and I think, Don, I mentioned, I may have had in the book, you know, when I remember clearly this one day when I wanted one of my employees, you know, I had a business with over 200 employees. And that's, you know, it's a lot of people to manage. And I wanted one of my workers to do something. And I said, well, you know, I want you to do this. And then I proceeded to tell him, you know, I said, well, do this, this, this. And finally, he looked at me, and I was so happy because it was the defining moment. He said, Bob, do you want me to do it? Or do you want to tell me what to do? Or do you want me to go back and figure out how to do it? What do you want? And, you know, it was a defining moment to me. And at that point, I changed. I said, you know what, you're right. And when I wanted, after that, when I wanted somebody gave them the task, I said, look, here's a task I'd like you to accomplish. Go back, think about how you would do it, and then let's talk about it. So I could get him to do the planning, because he has to do the implementation, he or she, and then I could lend my expertise by pointing out different things. Well, you know, did you think about this? So I was teaching, training them at the same time, and they felt, as opposed to just giving, and sometimes they came up with an idea. Guess what, Don? Sometimes they came up with an idea that was better than what I thought. I said, gee, you know,
yeah.
I never thought about that. So if you have a youngster in training in this stage, sometimes it's better just to tell them, well, why don't you think through what we have to do, and then let's talk about it. But I remember clearly there was a defining moment to me. And I think by having that, then they can go back and start to think through, and then you can talk with them and try to do the teaching. And again, sometimes they may be smarter than you, right, in certain areas.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And see, that's the thing of being able to teach a youngster is more than just simply following instructions, helping them learn to lead, helping them learn to fulfill a position or a situation. And that's a great trait in being an entrepreneur, is having that leadership, making them use their head to come up with a solution rather than just simply you give them a yes, a no, and them having to accept it. You know, so
yeah, and I think what you'll find, Don, is over time they're going to take that back to their friends, and maybe they'll take that back to their classes, and that's how leaders start to become leaders. You know, if they're talking to friends, and friends say, "Gee, you know, I want to do this or this. I want to, you know, let's play ball this afternoon," and you might sit there and say, "Well, who has the ball? Where's the field?" You know, you might start bringing that, and that's when people are going to start to look at them, their friends, and say, "Gee, that's kind of a leader." You know, they're kind of teaching
yeah.
them to be leaders, because they're going to take that philosophy and they're going to do the same thing. So, it's learning early, and we talk about kids. You know, we normally talk about, you know, give a person a fish, and they'll come back to you every day for another fish. Teach them how to fish, and, you know, then they will be on their own. It's kind of an extension of that philosophy.
And say they go out and make a fish market.
People do. A lot of people around the world make a lot of money fishing, so it's not a bad thing. But I mean, this is the same thing. You're training them to think. You're training them to come up with solutions, and you can't start that too early, really.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I want to catch one last skill or characteristic of being a good entrepreneur, and that is, and it falls in with what we're talking right now, and that is of communication. You know, that's something very important, that not only verbally but in writing, that you can do. If you communicate to your kids, and see, that's why you can't be an authoritative figure. I realize that parents, they've got a lot on their plate. they're trying to, you know, provide for their kids, and they're pay for the, mm-hmm. you know, the groceries and the house and all the bills. And they come home and they're tired at night, and the kids ask for things and they're short. They just want to give that short answer. But it is mm-hmm. so important that they take that time to communicate to them. And this process that we're talking about, it's really an important thing that they don't just think you're an ogre or just, oh, you know, the one I want to go to is mom because she says yes so easy and dad always says no, mm-hmm. you know. It's not, they need to understand what you're thinking. And then if they can communicate back to you, that process of communication makes them mm-hmm. a better individual as they grow up.
You know, Don,
what's your take?
Don, it's a priority. For example, how many times would somebody, let's say if their young child wanted something and say, you know, well, you know, I don't have the time for this. Then their friend calls and they're blah, blah, blah for half an hour talking about all these little
right.
things. So, you know, so it's really a priority. You got to think of the time you spend with your children, or it could be your grandchildren, it could be whatever. You got to think of that as a priority, and that's a lot of what you have to do in business. Because in business, for example, you have people all the time. You have to make so many decisions. There are people all the time coming to you, and I've seen too many cases where the priority becomes who calls you, and you get absorbed with calls that really at the end of the day are not really big things. And then at the end of the day, you're tired. And so these things that are priorities, you know, don't get done. And
yeah.
I always say that if you can't get to something that is a priority, then guess what? It's not a priority. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just something on the list of to-dos.
Exactly. So you have to say, okay, what you should be doing is when your friend Grace calls you, you should say, gee, Grace, you know, I can't talk right now. Maybe later I have to spend some time with my son or my daughter. You know, you have to say, what is my priority? And unfortunately, habit gets to be habit. And when you become distracting, it becomes that. And then, you know, the young person just kind of doesn't get that training. So what I would say the big thing there is it's a priority. You have to understand that when somebody else calls, that person that just happened to call you, priority.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, Bob, we're out of time. It went super fast. I love talking with you. You've got such great ideas. Thanks for being on the Business Kids Academy this afternoon, and hopefully I can get you to do it next week too. All right.
Absolutely. I'd love to do it. I'd love to do it. And I think, you know, again, I try to bring, you know, I try to bring information in a very, very clear sense. You know, that's...
And that's why it's important.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, thanks again
okay.
for listening to the call or being on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico and Bob Corman with Business Kids Academy. Make your day great and keep on dreaming. Bye for now. Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2019, Sabre Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved.